1, 2, 3. Welcome back to another episode of
Couple of Snacks Pod.
Hell yeah, baby.
Hell yeah, baby. We apologize in advance because I think this one might be going up a little bit late. We promise new episodes every Wednesday, and we're currently recording on a Wednesday. So we'll be up a little late, but that's okay because you still get your weekly episode.
Yes, we didn't really use my car all weekend, so that's why I didn't really need to charge. But yeah, today's Wednesday, March 26, 2025 at 7:51 p.m.
What did we do this past weekend? Why did we not use your car? I'm trying to remember. Like, it just goes back to the whole not having a good memory anymore.
Oh, okay. Friday, we had a shitload of errands. So we had a dentist appointment in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, even, I feel like we did something on Thursday night. Oh, I called off.
Oh my god, dude, it was the best surprise ever. We were like jumping up and down in the living room.
And then you accidentally tripped on the
oh my god, and then I on fell the on the ramp.
What? Oh, because of new TV.
Wow.
Yeah, so Thursday we just did a bunch of rearranging. Honestly, the whole weekend was a lot of rearranging. So I just
and
wanted
cleaning.
To yeah. Wanted to take the day off just to, you know, de-stress before the long weekend.
And honestly, like, the fact, like, I feel like the past 2 weeks have been so rough. I don't know what it is. I just feel so off and, like, tired and, like...
Mercury is definitely in retrograde.
Yes, we and checked. Venus and all of the other planets. I'm just kidding. I don't know about that one. But, yeah, I just feel so off and just... Having Adrian home with me just makes me feel better.
Yeah, we were jumping for a good, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, honestly. Dude, I was so excited. He was like, he said he was going to come home for lunch.
Oh.
And then he came in the door and he's like, we were like treating, oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, but yeah, we were going to trade good news. So I said my good news. And then he's like, wow, that is good news. I have a better news for you.
I called off the rest of the day.
And then we were like jumping up and down. Like, we were just so excited just to hang out. I still had work though, but I mean, it was pretty chill. It wasn't too bad, but it was just nice to have Adrian just like next to me. Like, he was just playing Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've been wanting, like, yeah, like you said, I had like a rough like 2 weeks, and I feel like I've been wanting to like take a day off, but it just never lined up because of like due dates at work. And I feel like it finally came to like a day where I feel like I didn't have to, but I could like kind of pump the brake a little. Yeah, and it was nice to like have the half day. We just hung out.
Yeah, it was really
played
nice.
Games. We like, I think that's when we started Ted Lasso, or you started a little bit before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was just on Thursday. That's so crazy.
And we're already in season 3.
Yeah, like halfway through season 3.
It's just such a cute show, like, it's just so wholesome, like, the jokes are so funny. But also, I just, like, laugh at everything, like.
No, I think the jokes are really funny.
Like, they're like dad jokes.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're also, like, super, like, wholesome. Super wholesome jokes, and yeah. Even like the plot is very wholesome.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how we were like predicting like the worst things to happen, and it's just very like American television. Like, we're so used to watching American television where like in Friends, like, oh, Ross slept with another girl,
yeah,
blah blah blah, and that's like, I feel like that's the type of plot that we would always think would happen, but
Ted Lasso is like the opposite.
Yeah,
like,
definitely not
opposite of what you think is gonna happen. But it's still like a wholesome outcome. Like, it's just so cute. I really, really like it.
Yeah, it is a good change of pace from, I think before this we were watching like Temptation Island,
oh my
which was
gosh.
so like so typical American television, like cheating and all that stuff. So I think it's a good change of pace for sure.
What's your opinion on Temptation Island? I feel like you like watching that.
So it all, it's like, I think I watched it because of Noel Miller's commentary. I think it's so funny. Like, he'll literally comment how, like, this person's literally so dumb. And that's, like, the type of, like, mindset I have watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, this is, like, so dumb. Like, this person's so, like, narcissistic and really only cares about himself. So I feel like that is the type of mindset I'm thinking when I'm watching it. Like,
yeah,
very comedic, I guess. Because it is like crazy personalities, you know?
Yeah, they definitely pick out the crazy ones and the, yeah, like, what is it? The cast pickings or whatever.
The castings, yeah.
Castings, yeah. Like, like that, remember that black guy who, like, he's like a sex addict or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then he had a threesome.
And then he was so, like, going, like, before his, like, before he had the threesome, like, literally the episode was like, I'm trying to stay loyal, blah, blah, blah. I really hope he's doing so good.
I was rooting for him so hard.
Yeah. And then he just 180s. And no, but the crazy part is he thinks he's respecting her,
yeah,
by having a threesome. Yeah, and that, yeah, was the craziest part.
And he's like, the whole
part.
Time I was like, he said, I was thinking about her. I wasn't thinking about her to be in respect to the girl.
Yeah, I think he was thinking about her. He's like, oh, it's respectful because it's not with just one girl. Like, I'm not focusing on one girl. It's two at a time. So it's like one-on-one sex is sacred with her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was like, bro, that's fucking insane.
And she still took him back.
Oh, I don't think I saw the final.
Yeah, she still took him back. Like, he was like, oh, I love you so much. You're the one for me. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then she ended up leaving the island with him. She was the only one who left the island with him.
No way.
Yeah, I think all the other girls, like, left their partners.
Yeah. I think, oh, no, one got engaged. The Asian.
Oh, yeah.
The Asian and the white guy.
But the white, I bet the white, it's because that white guy wasn't getting any. Like, honestly,
oh, yeah,
he wasn't getting any, like, action or anything.
I think he was, like, competing with the black guy for that one girl's attention.
Oh my god, the skeleton-looking girl?
Yeah, so
dude, cute. She was, like, playing both of them.
Yeah.
Do you think, like those girls that, or, like, even boys, like, do you think that's actually their personality trait? Like, or do you think they just do it for the camera?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like,
because, like, I mean, the more scandalous you are, the more camera time you're going to get. And, like,
yeah,
it opens you to other opportunities in the, like, Netflix universe. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
but I definitely feel like you have to have, like, the personality type for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, a shy person's like, it's going to turn it on for the camera, you know? I think they really have to have it in them to, like,
yeah,
you know? So I feel like there is a part of them that is like that. Yeah.
Okay. Can you ever see yourself in a reality show?
Probably not that one. I also feel like I don't have the personality that, like, stands out, you know? Like,
yeah, and also I don't understand why you need to go into that Temptation Island if you feel like your relationship is rocky. Like
I feel like the casting does, like, oh, you're on the rocks? Oh, we'll take you.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like if I want to be with that person, I'm going to stick it out, you know? But then,
yeah,
like, a lot of them are like, oh, we've been on and off. Or, like,
yeah,
like, just break up. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It is crazy. Like, you're literally going there to test them. And it's like, what do you expect? You know? At the end, they get so sad. But it's like, you had a feeling, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Exactly.
Yeah, I miss Are You the One. I
feel like that was the best show ever.
Like the early seasons too. I think at some point they took away like the games and stuff, so it was kind of pointless.
Yeah, but then they brought it back.
Oh, the games?
Yeah, after that season. You know what? I got a TikTok saying they created an app like that. So it's a party full of random people.
An app?
It's like a party. And then they have to fill out the app ahead of time. And it's basically like, Are You the One?
Oh.
But with people, like with random people.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so they definitely brought Are You the One concept, like, out in the real world.
Oh, so like you get the app, you fill in your like personality type, and then they'll invite you like, oh, come to this time and place, and you can find the one that we think that you match up with.
No, like you already know you're gonna go to that party.
Uh-huh.
And you have one soulmate, you have one like match. Uh-huh. And you basically have to find out who your match is, and you still have to date around during the party. It's just a party.
Mm.
Like, it's not like a whole, like, show or anything.
Is it like a dating app almost? Or?
Oh, I have no idea. I actually was just listening to it because sometimes I'll, like, do other stuff while, like, listening to a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to see, like what it looked like. But I just remember someone was holding, like, a phone and someone, like, everyone had that app open or whatever. But yeah,
I always think like you ever get the Netflix games,
mm-hmm,
on your, and then they have one that's for like Love is Blind. I'm always curious on like what that game would be like. Like,
yeah, is it so weird? Like, why does Netflix have games?
I actually played a couple.
Oh yeah, are they free?
Yeah, so like,
you play the dating ones?
No, there's this popular game. It's called Hades. Mm-hmm. It's like a platformer. You usually have to pay for that game. And it's like a pretty good game. Like, I think it's won awards for like music and all this stuff. I think it's like $10 on Steam.
Oh wow.
But with a Netflix account,
it's free.
You get it for free.
How do you play? Like with a remote?
On your phone. Well, I do it on my phone.
Oh.
Like they'll give you like access to certain games. And then the balloons one.
Uh-huh.
That one you have to pay for too on like the App Store.
But that one, you use Netflix to pay for it?
Yeah, it's free.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've always seen the ads, but I never...
Yeah, and I feel like they have a lot of games, too.
Yeah, why? That's so interesting.
I remember Black Mirror tried doing that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure,
yeah.
Black Mirror like episode/game. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Remember those books you read when you were like a kid? It's like you choose your own adventure.
Yeah, it's like skip. I don't think I ever read them. But...
Read, like, go to page, yada yada. If you decide to, yada yada.
You do ever?
I think we read them as a class.
Oh, what?
And, like, we would, like, vote on, like, what we should do. And
stuff. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, elementary school? Or...
I don't know. I went to a Catholic school, so... It was like elementary.
Choose your own biblical adventure.
Yeah, choose. The answer is always God, you know?
Mm. They're testing you.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you don't think God's the answer? You should leave. I'm just kidding.
They kicked you out of school.
Yeah. Your parents have to pick you up and then you get a lecture at home.
Mm. How was Catholic school? What grades did you go to Catholic school?
Third to eighth.
Oh, that's a long time.
I know.
I didn't know it was that long.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I remember in third grade, it was a show and tell. It was my turn.
You brought your crucifix.
What?
Your crucifix.
Why would I bring my crucifix?
You want to show all your friends how cool your crucifix is?
No.
Oh, you're Santo Niño.
I think you're more Filipino than I am.
What did you bring?
I brought all my Hello Hetty spaghettis.
Is that like the dolls of the hair?
Yeah. And, like, it's, like, rubberized, kind of. They're, mm-hmm, like, and you could change out their, like, legs and their arms and their outfits.
All of them?
Yeah. I don't know if it was, like, a Filipino toy, because they were, like, so, like, what is that?
No way.
I don't know.
Did you feel isolated?
No. I, like, literally took an hour just to show and tell my toys.
Cute.
Because I had so many that I wanted to bring. I brought my Polly Pockets. I think after me, they put a time limit because I took so long.
Third grade?
Yeah.
That's kind of old. No.
I don't know. I guess, huh? 3 plus 5, 6. 8?
Yeah.
8 years old?
8, 9.
I think it's pretty young still.
Yeah. I remember, I don't know. My mom was dropping me off to, like, preschool or Montessori school for the first time.
You're in Montessori school? What is that?
I don't know. Like, before preschool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So my mom was dropping me off, but that was, like, my first time being separated from my mom, right? So I was, like, I didn't want to, like...
Leave her?
I didn't want to leave her. And at the time, McDonald's had Pokemon Happy Meal toys. And I remember specifically I got one. It was a Bulbasaur.
Oh.
And then it was like a car where you like pull it back and it like flies. So I was like holding on to that. And then my mom goes, oh, go show them your cool toy. And I was like, okay. So I go to the table and then I pull it back and let it go. And I turn around to like see what my mom's reaction was. And she left.
Do you feel like that like opened up, like, oh, I have abandonment issues?
No. I think it was just, like, a realization that, dang, I have to go to school now, you know?
Yeah. Did you cry after?
Yeah, probably. I don't know why. I feel like that's really early to have.
Yeah, like, a memory, right?
Yeah. Maybe I just dreamt it. I have to ask my mom, see if she remembers it.
I think your mom did say that story before.
Yeah, I'll ask her. Maybe we remember it differently.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm sure they remember things that we don't really remember differently.
Because for me, it was a traumatic experience.
And hers was probably funny.
She's like, finally, I get to be by myself.
She's probably like laughing at you. She's like, haha, I tricked him.
Yeah.
Cute. I don't really remember a lot of... I remember a lot of things from like a child, like...
Do you remember anything in the Philippines?
I think we talked about this in the first episode.
No way, it's only been like 3 episodes.
Yeah, we talked about it. You're like, what was your life in the Philippines? But I do remember some parts. Like, I remember I was playing Batman or Superman or something. Uh-huh. And I jumped from like a stack of chairs. And I jumped off and they're
flat.
I don't know, but my lip was like bleed. That's why I have that bump on my lip.
Until now.
Yeah. And I remember the bathroom was like full of blood.
It's funny, you do love that.
I know, right? It just like carried on to my adulthood.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you like have your cousins in Mindoro like when you're growing up there? Or.
I didn't grow up in Mindoro. I grew up in Manila.
So were your cousins around at the time too?
I was hanging out with Denise a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Denise, Jim. Yeah, me and Denise would like play and stuff. We'd like have our computers. Like it was just like paper, just like folded in half and like. We would draw a keyboard and like pretend that I'm in school.
Yeah.
I mean, working. Because it was like our dream to work. Yeah, you know, like your parents.
Your parents do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have memories like that? Were you, like, as a boy, were you guys ever into like stationery? Like, I remember like growing up, I always had like stationery papers. Like, I would write my dad letters. Because my dad's like in America and I was in the Philippines, and I would write him letters like on my little stationery paper. I don't know if it ever got to him or like, it was just like,
yeah,
like my mom just like told me to do some shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
I can hella see your mom. Oh, write a letter to your dad.
Or I had like a shitload of stickers like of bears or like I don't know, girly shit, and like you like just put the stickers on the letter. The stationery, and it was so cute because like my stationery would be like paper with like lines, and then like cute teddy bears or like cute designs or like something.
I feel like Asia in general, just they have like more like stationery stores, no? Like,
yeah, like Japan's really popular.
Yeah,
for,
like for pens.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, but I feel like you don't see that as much here.
Yeah.
Because no, I don't remember ever getting excited about stationery.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. That's so true, huh? Because every time my mom went to the Philippines, like recently, like as an adult,
yeah,
like me as an adult, I would always ask her to bring me back pens, because like the pens in the Philippines were 10 times better than the pens here.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like here it's always like you always see the same pens, like the G2s, the ballpoint. But then there they have like kind of like
fancier pens, right?
Fancier, different styles. Different, like
the grip is different,
yeah. Different widths of the,
yeah.
Here it's like you use your pen to write, and that's it. There's no personalization.
Hey, have you ever, like,
a little nose on this side?
Yeah, it's alcohol wipes. No. It's up to you. There's like this, time. Oh, I guess recently, every time I hold a pen or a pencil, it like hurts.
Oh my god.
Does that happen to you?
I just had that happen to me like 2 days when I was doing the forms. I was like, dude, my hand hurts.
Right?
I'm not doing that much.
I know. And then I think about how much I did it in school and it was like no big deal.
Yeah.
I like, you know, the AP test, like you write a whole fucking essay.
Yeah,
like,
that's so funny.
And then now I can't even write like three sentences.
I was holding the forms and I was like, my hand hurts. And I like didn't do that much.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Even like with ergonomic like keyboards, you'd think like it wouldn't affect your like thumb or like your hand.
Yeah, sometimes I think I would think I'm just holding it wrong or like not doing it properly.
How do you hold your pens? Are you more of like a double, like, you know, people like,
oh, like that?
I don't know, some people hold
you
it
have
weird.
One in here?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I do have one right here. Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask. Oh, here's a highlighter. Like, I like hold my pen like this.
I feel like I never held it right because I forgot.
I see.
I think my dad was like, I don't know. I think he would get mad at me for like not holding it correctly.
Really?
Yeah, I go like this.
Oh yeah, you hold it weird.
Are you supposed to hold it like that?
I don't know. Mine is right. Mine is the right way.
I remember in high school, I like wanted to be a pen twirler like so bad that I was practicing over and over again.
Oh yeah.
But now like I feel like I like got it done.
Do it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, this one's weird because like the highlighter is not as heavy, but like that.
Yeah, I would practice that too, but and now
then,
I can't do it.
And then you like flip it like that.
Yeah.
I think this became like a meme on TikTok. They go, dun, dun. And I saw a TikTok of someone did it with a cat.
With a cat?
They have a little kitten and they like spin it around their thumb and they're like, dun, dun, dun.
Aww, I miss so Momo. Cute.
Yeah. He's a little menace.
Hey, what was the story you were going to tell me?
Oh, yeah. So on our way to charging, I told Bettina. I told her, I was like, oh, you want something scary? It's not that scary.
It's scary.
No, I just, like, almost got into, like, a car accident.
Oh,
it's not even, like,
it's
not that
spooky.
Bad. So, you know, like, when you were going north on Fair Oaks, or south on Fair Oaks, right? And the cars are making a right, right? And you're, it's a permissive left.
On what street?
Fair Oaks and Glenarm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're making the left, right?
Yeah.
The right of way is the person making the right.
Of course.
So this guy was like, what you were doing, he was like waiting within the intersection and like it turned yellow, but I mean, I'm still gonna go, you know?
Yeah.
This is like after my after my lunch. So I would like wake up late and I'm like rushing to get back to the office. So I'm going fast on north on Fair Oak and then I'm trying to make a right on Glenarm to take Raymond, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just realized I'm just giving cross streets.
Yeah.
But it turns yellow, so I'm like, oh shoot, I got to speed up. So I sped up to make the right. I guess for that guy, yellow means get out of the intersection because he started to go.
Oh.
And I was like, I ended up like hitting my brake pretty hard. And the guy's like looking at me like,
what the fuck?
Like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like half awake. So I'm just like,
whatever.
But I look into his car to like see like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
He has a clown mask sitting on his passenger seat headrest.
Shut up.
And then the sides of his car looks like blood splatter.
Shut up.
And I'm just like, dude, what the is this guy's problem?
Oh my god.
And I was like, you know, I'm just not gonna ask any questions.
You're like, I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah,
you like, can make the left if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Like, I can still make a right when it's red. So go ahead.
Oh my god, that's so scary. Remember the Davis clown? Like in Davis, when it was like people dressing up as clowns.
Doesn't that feel like a fever dream? Like you just had like a nightmare.
Yeah, but it was like people were actually doing it, right?
But was it like
they were like clown spotted at like?
But no one was getting hurt, right?
I think one person got stabbed. Oh no, that's recent. I don't know.
I thought like people would dress up as clowns to scare people, but.
Yeah.
No. I don't remember anyone like actually.
I think hurt. Like as of like UC Davis now, I think there were a lot of like crimes.
Oh yeah, we would get like the police reports, right?
Yeah.
And they're like so.
And you think it's like severe. A like safe college town and shit, and then like.
Yeah. What class is that where they taught us about like the lights, and we're just like, that's the stupidest shit ever.
It was transportation.
It was like, the city of Davis has less street lights so that people could look at the stars more. And it's like, dude, that makes it so unsafe to like walk at night.
Yeah, but the like even San Marino, that's how they are too.
Yeah, it's
so dark.
We used to work for a lighting company.
No, it's for where I work right now.
Oh, well, like,
yeah. But we used to maintain the lights for San Marino, and like I asked, like, why are the lights here so dark? And then they're like, "Oh, this—that's how the constituents want it and stuff."
Oh, I thought that was the other one because you're like, "That's that type of light pole."
Nope. But yeah.
Cool.
So many constituents that would rather care about like the aesthetics of the city.
Yeah, I will say that aesthetics affect like property value, and I feel like that's a big player.
So?
Yeah, like they installed like a stop sign. They moved a stop sign like down one intersection.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like, they just moved it to the next block, and someone got really mad because they said having a stop sign next to my house brings down my property value, and I don't want it there.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. Yeah. But it's not in their. It's not in the right in their property.
I don't know.
That's like public right away.
I don't know. I'm just a renter, not a homeowner.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Let's get into our top three.
Okay. What should the top three be today?
Top three. Pizzas.
Like pizza place or pizza flavor? Pizza type.
Let's go with restaurant.
Dang, that's hard. Okay.
Do we have pizza from John and Denny's? We did, right?
You did.
I think that one would be my number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Dang, that's way better than my number three.
Dang.
My number three is Domino's.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ. Dude, we always have this argument.
For the price, the flavor, the cheesy parm crust.
Yeah, but like your tummy ends up hurting. And yeah, like literally I'm like you
never...
don't...
Never full off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like feel
like doesn't that say stuff? Like that's why they give you like two large pizzas for $20 because you're not gonna get full off of one slice.
Yeah, I feel like they make it so fast it's a little questionable.
Suspicious, yeah. No, definitely.
Number two. I'm trying to think if there's anything better than my number. What would be my number two? You have a number two ready?
Yeah. Masa in Echo Park. That was really good. That's
a
good
one. I was like, thinking of like a deep dish.
Yeah. I still think about that pizza.
No way. Should we go?
Yeah. Like, I like want to go back. I just haven't. We haven't like.
Yeah.
A little bit on the further end.
Like expensive or far away?
Far away.
Well, it's not too bad.
Mm. But yeah. Especially at
like night. Awesome. Oh, man, I want to go to Chicago.
Oh,
try their deep dish. You should go already? Yeah. Try their deep dish, a Chicago deep dish pizza. My number two would have to be. What's my number two? What's my number one and my number two? Oh. I do like a good deep dish. Number two would have to be that one deep dish that we got in Highland Park. That one was really good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the place.
It's so weird. It's like a pop-up.
Yeah.
So we don't even remember like what it's called.
It was near Jenny's, right?
Oh, no.
Pizza Man.
Was it Pizza Man?
I have no idea.
It's hard, too, because there's like different types of pizza, you know? Okay, no, I changed my answer. okay, I changed my answer. My number two would probably be Prince Street Pizza.
I'm surprised you didn't think about that one.
No, but I think that I was trying to think. Okay, so if there's anything better that I've had that was better than Prince Street, spicy pie. Very like LA influence, like Coachella. Yeah. Because I have my number one now.
Okay.
My number one, I don't even know the name of this place, but it was the pizza place that we got in New Jersey.
Oh, Basil's.
The Basil's?
I don't know. But that's the Chrissy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was so good.
I didn't even consider those. Yeah.
It's like East Coast, Jersey, New York is like pizza. But I have heard. New Haven, Connecticut has better pizza than New York.
Shut up.
So I think I want
to. I'm scared to go to Connecticut.
Why?
Because the haunting of Connecticut, or whatever. Haunting of Connecticut in Connecticut.
Like they haunt the whole state?
Dude. I know, so that like makes me like not want to go there at all.
Oh, okay, we'll just go during the day, get pizza,
yeah,
and then go to New York.
Have you seen the cover of the movie?
Isn't it a movie?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I feel like Connecticut's, like, not that important.
I believe it. I think because it's like, one of the early states. And
is it
like,
a state, Connecticut?
Is it not?
I don't know.
I think it is. I don't know. Dang. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? No.
I know. You know those kids who could, like, name all 50 states and the capitals? I don't think I could.
No, I can't do that either.
But anyway, the cover.
Oh, yeah, it's just scary because it's like just a swing with a tree.
Why do you know it's so like?
Because it's so like scary. But I don't even know what it's about.
There's nothing else, just a swing in the
tree. Yeah, but it's like so like gray and like dark, and it's just really scary. Mm. But anyway, my number one is Fiji. And Vin, what is it?
PG&V?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
PG&V's Pizza in Pasadena.
Yeah, that one is like mom and pop. That's like a mom and pop shop pizza. Like,
yeah.
They're only open certain hours of the day. And, like, I feel like no one ever goes there, but it's so fucking good.
Like, definitely a hidden gem.
Yeah, definitely way better than Prince Street, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think Prince Street just has their pepperoni on lock. But I think for base pizza, I think PG&V for sure.
Yeah, that's my
favorite. That's a good answer.
That's always my favorite. Dang, Mama didn't even make it.
I think it's too close to home. So it's like we can get it whenever. That's how I was thinking, like New York, like East Coast. I was like, we can't get that. And it's like super good. And that's why I think about it.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I don't really crave Mama's.
Yeah, I think we just had it. But it was really good. We actually had a Mama's pizza last night. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I just like never crave it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like that one pizza spot that you could just get a slice and it's just like.
Yeah.
You it's know? Like if we're walking Milo and like.
Yeah. It's just there.
Yeah.
I do like the inside though. I feel like the inside's very homey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you like celebrate your birthday and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
When you actually celebrated your birthday.
Yeah, I did. At a surprise party there.
Yeah.
Let's do our last segment. We only have 2 minutes left.
You know what's funny?
What?
I feel like this segment, like highs and lows or...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's so many names for it. Whoa. Like highs and lows, hypes and gripes, thorns and roses.
Oh.
What does the Kardashians call it? Yeah.
What do you want to call this one?
We'll think of one.
Milo Momo.
Who's the high? Who's the low?
Milo is the high. Low is Momo. He's so cute. I want to go home and kiss them. I literally cannot go a day without not seeing them.
Momo is so cute. I was carrying him today. Mm-hmm. And he was purring.
He's so cute. He's like.
It's been so long since he purred.
His eyes are so big.
Yeah, but he's a menace when his eyes are big.
He's such a bad
big.
Boy. You go first.
My high is redecorating the apartment. I don't know. It just feels like a brand new space. I like how cozy it is. Yeah. And I just like something new. It feels more open.
Yeah.
Like it's like the best of both worlds. It's like cozy but open. How about you? You cannot take my answer.
Dang it. I know. We finally did the chicken wing. Mm. We finally got to use the hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for chicken wing night. Yeah. I think that's my high.
Oh, man. I want to talk about the hot sauces, but next time.
Yeah, next episode.
Lows. I think Mercury is just in retrograde.
I don't like the lows. Like, do you think we should talk about lows? Because I feel like I want to focus, like, yeah, you have a low, but, like, how are you going to improve on that for next week? Like,
Mercury has to not be in retrograde.
But, like, do you like that segment?
It's a joke.
But do you get to like that segment, or do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I like it.
But do you like, low, calling it, like, you're going to give your low for the week, or do you, like to go talk about your like what you can improve on?
Yeah, I like that you could like talk about improving it. I think my thing is like I think like I always want to like start like study more and go to the gym more. Yeah, I mean I guess I could like try to change it up, you know, that'll find more ways to improve my life.
Oh, you like feel like your improvements are always like the same? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I think it does like challenge me to like try to find something else, you know? Yeah. What's your answer for this week?
A lot of things. I just feel so low today. Or just this week.
Yeah, but what are you going to try to improve on?
My feelings.
How are we going to do that?
I don't know. Mercury needs to not be in retrograde.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's been so bad. I need to just be disciplined. It's like not even about motivation. It's like I just need to get my ass moving, you know. It's like not even just like working out. It's like other stuff too, you know.
I'll just take Oxford students study. Mm-hmm. And they say they treat it like a job. Like, not if you feel like it, you have to show up. Mm. Yeah, I didn't even know Oxford was a big school.
Not really. It's in England, right?
Yeah. I was brought up in Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I'm gonna go watch Ted Lasso when I get home.
Yeah, and like that's the end. We're gonna go home and watch Ted Lasso.
Okay, see you guys next week. See you guys hopefully this weekend. Hopefully I need to charge again. DJ3 is gonna be playing at a pottery class this weekend.
Mashallah. What?
Nothing. That's it. That's enough. Okay. Bye.